Dual tournaments, some great teams. Ray, North Platte, yourself, Amherst. I think Gothenburg is here. You had some good teams in town, didn't you?
Yeah. The last couple of years, we have made it a pretty competitive dual tournament. The teams that we bring in are no pushovers by any means. And, you have to go out there and earn every one of your dual wins. And last year, going into our dual tournament, we hadn't won any duels all season long, and we were fortunate enough last year to beat Alliance. And this year, going in, we've won our handful of duels, and we actually came out with a 3-2 record on the night last night. And we were pretty pleased with that. We were trying to get into the top three. We thought that if everything went right, we had a good shot of getting into the top three or four, but it was really going to come down to our first duel against Amherst. And anybody that knows anything about Amherst wrestling knows that they have a lot of tradition, a lot of history, and their guys came ready to wrestle as well. And I don't fault our guys for their effort or anything like that, but we just came up a little bit short in that first duel. But it was an exciting duel. It was a highly competitive duel in a lot of the matches, and I was pleased with how we wrestled from the beginning all the way to the end. After that first duel, we lost to Amherst. We had to wrestle Ray, and we've seen Ray, the last couple of weeks at different tournaments, and so we knew what Ray had in their lineup, and we knew it was going to be an uphill challenge. But we went out there and we won the matches that we were supposed to win, and the ones that we didn't, our younger guys, they fought hard. There's just a gap there between Ray right now and us. Hopefully we'll be able to close that gap in the next year or two. And then we lost to Ray, and then the third duel was against Alliance. And we were able to beat Alliance, and so that was good for our guys. We got, third place in our pool, and so then that matched us up against Yuma, Colorado, and Ogallala. And we were able to defeat both of those teams. And so, we started off the day losing both of our duels, but by the end of the day, we came away with three dual wins. And so our guys were feeling pretty good about themselves. The eventual champion of the tournament was North Platte. North Platte and Ray duked it out in the final round, and that was a pretty competitive duel. I watched a little bit of it as we were cleaning up, and it seemed like it was going back and forth, and I had a pretty good feeling that North Platte just had a little bit more firepower than Ray did, and I believe they came away as the champion, correct?
I'll take a word for it.
Yeah. Well, they were carrying the trophy out, so if they didn't win it, they stole something from Ray. So I'm assuming that North Platte won the whole thing.
Bulldogs are for real this year. North Platte's got a pretty good quality program this year, don't they?
They are. Going in, I didn't know how good that they were going to be. But just following them throughout the season, I don't think they have a weak wrestler in their lineup. They're at least above average at every weight class, and that's going to make them a strong contender at the state dual tournament, which I'm pretty sure they qualified for. And they're also going to be contenders, to be in the top five down at the traditional state tournament in just a few weeks. And, Coach Hall, I've known him for a long time, even when he was at Alliance. We've become pretty good friends, and, he just runs a great program. They have really tough kids, and, they have a tough team year in and year out, but I'd say this is probably one of their tougher teams that they've had in quite some time.
As far as your kids individually, who had the best day for you?
Individually, Alex Anthony. He's wrestling 170 pounds. He's down to 170 pounds now, and he went out there, and he was undefeated yesterday. He went 5-0, and so that was good to see. He's looking to like he's getting back into his old self. He's getting himself into wrestling shape. He even mentioned that last night that, you know, things are starting to feel better for him. And I said, you know, no better time than right now as we get close to the postseason. And so that's good to see that, you know, hopefully he's hitting his prime right here at this time of the year. Another one that kind of snuck up on me, but I asked him at the end of the night last night what his record was. It was Trenton Riley at 132 pounds. He went undefeated. And, you know, he's been a pleasant surprise throughout the season. You know, he's just a freshman. And, you know, when Cade Beebe went down, Trenton Riley kind of stepped into his role at 132 pounds. And you never really know how a freshman is going to do. But he's a scrapper. And, you know, he's tough. And, you know, he goes out there and he fights hard in every match. And, you know, he's got a winning record. And to see him come out with a, you know, undefeated record yesterday just shows, you know, how tough he is. You know, that's not easy to do in our dual tournament. And so, you know, very pleased with how he's wrestling right now. And then Canyon Hosek at 160 pounds, he went undefeated. And so that was good to see. Tristan Campbell at 145 pounds went 4-1. His one match that he lost is against a kid from Ray that it was the third time they've wrestled each other. The first time they wrestled, the Ray kid pinned him. The second time they wrestled, he lost by 4 points last week, and so he made it closer. And then yesterday they wrestled, and Tristan lost in overtime. And so, you know, that's definitely signs of progress right there, that, you know, he keeps getting closer and closer. It was an exciting match. And, you know, unfortunately came up a little bit short. But, you know, just to be able to see how far he's come in just a couple of weeks, you know, Tristan's a great wrestler, ultimate competitor. And, you know, good things are going to happen for him and several of our guys, hopefully, down the home stretch here.
Great wrestling once again yesterday, and of course the day before. I know you and I talked a little bit, just if folks missed our recap a little bit. Colby in town, a good program on the girls and boys side, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, like I said before, the atmosphere that night. I've had several people come up to me yesterday and tell me, you know, just how exciting that duel was. You know, the gym was packed. You know, there was a time where they'd only pull out one half of the bleachers, and, you know, maybe half of those bleachers would be full. They had both sides pulled out last night, and it was pretty full on Thursday night. And it was definitely loud in there. I was telling Mr. Nichols I couldn't even hear myself yell during the duel because it would just get so loud. We brought the wrestling club kids over, so we probably had, you know, about 50 wrestling club kids in the gym as well, and so that helped. But it was just an exciting duel from beginning to end. The girls started off the duel, and they picked up a victory. And the girls are very supportive of one another. And they like to scream, and their screams echo in that gym. And so I think that raised the decibels a few octaves, I guess it would be, in the gym. And it got crazy during the girls' duel. And then to follow it up with the boys' duel, there were several highly competitive matches, and it got loud once again. And, you know, we like to think that we put on a pretty good show with our duels, make it pretty exciting, the atmosphere with the spotlight and the music and everything. And, you know, several people have told us that we probably put on one of the best duel shows in Nebraska, and we take a lot of pride in that. We try to make it really special for the wrestlers, you know, something that they look forward to, something that they remember. And, you know, the wrestling club kids that were there, they're going to see that, and hopefully they're going to want to be part of that someday in the near future, because, you know, half of our team was in the wrestling club just last year as eighth graders, and now they're actually out there doing the real thing under the spotlight. And so, you know, that's pretty fun for those guys.
Yeah, your girls today are right back in the mats. They're up in Amherst today, aren't they?
They are. They left at 5:30 this morning for Amherst. And that's always a good tournament. Last year, at least, it was a good tournament. They're going to get some good quality matches in. One last tune-up before the real deal next week at Districts. And so hopefully all of them that are wrestling today go out there and wrestle well, wrestle hard. They're going to see some opponents today that they're going to possibly see next week at Districts. And so that's good that they're going to get that experience. But it should be a fun day for them from beginning to end. Amherst has some pretty solid girls on their team. I believe Grand Island is there, and they're one of the top teams in the state. And then there's just a slew of other teams as well. And so should be a highly competitive day for our girls. Like I said, one last dress rehearsal. And work out some kinks and find out what they're doing right and what they need to work on. And so they're ready to go next Friday and Saturday for their districts.
That's going to be a little bit of a road trip next week, isn't it?
It is. It is. They get the we I guess I'm going too. So we get the long road trip to Madison. And I don't know exactly how we got stuck in that district. Most of the teams out west are going to go to Bridgeport. A lot of the teams that we see throughout the season will be in Bridgeport, but we're going to be in Madison. And so it's going to be fun, and it's going to be exciting for the girls. There's going to be, I think, 35 or 36 teams there, a lot of them that we haven't seen throughout the season. And so that can be good and bad, but our girls are looking forward to it. I think we have a handful of girls that can win some matches there and possibly make it to the state tournament. And, I know that's the goal for a lot of our girls is, to do well at districts and punch their ticket to the state tournament. Last year we had two qualifiers. And, I think if this year, if we can get three or more, that's signs of improvement. And hopefully we can accomplish that.
Then your boys, of course, wrap up the regular season next week, Southwest Conference tournament at Broken Bow.
Yeah, Thursday we go to Broken Bow for the conference tournament, and that's always a highly competitive tournament. Holdridge is in our conference this year, and so that'll just make it that much more tough. We're going to see Valentine for the first time. Which is weird. We haven't seen Valentine yet this year because their tournament got canceled. Usually we see them at least once throughout the season. So it'll be fun to see them. They're one of the top teams in Class C, along with Broken Bow. That's got a solid team from top to bottom. They're another team that doesn't have too many holes in their lineup. And so you got those two teams plus Cozad. We know how good Cozad is this year. And so you got those three teams and all the other teams. It's going to be a fun day. Most of our guys will get, three, maybe four matches. And we always tell them it's their last dress rehearsal, last chance to work on some things. And, hopefully we have a good day. They have a JV tournament as well. And so all of our wrestlers will get to wrestle on Thursday. And it'll be a fun day up there. Close to cowboy country, right? I might have to dust off the cowboy boots since I didn't get to wear them at Valentine. I'll get my belt buckle out and my 10-gallon hat and fit in with the locals up there.
Golly, Coach. But that should be another great meet. That conference meet each and every year is always a really good meet, isn't it?
It is. It is. Was it eight teams now, and so it's not the largest tournament, but every team that's in it, has quality wrestlers, and so if you can place in the top three or four at our conference tournament, that's a pretty good indication of where you're at for the postseason. And this year there's going to be some number one guys going against each other. One off the top of my head that'll probably happen is I think number one in Class C at 182 pounds, the Wells kid. We all remember him from football. He's going to be going up against Isaac White, the number one kid at 182 pounds in Class B. And I'm looking forward to seeing that matchup. as I'm sure a lot of other people are, but there's going to be a lot of state-ranked kids in Class B and C going head-to-head on Thursday, and, you know, that's going to make them just that much better and ready to go for the following week when we all have districts in Ogallala.